Christ is the light of the world. He came into the world as the light, and as the light dispelled the darkness of sin and suffering. And when he came into the world did not know him. No Jewish rabbis came to welcome him. None of the government officials were aware of his presence. In fact, no one but outlaws, strangers, the unwelcome shepherds were invited by heaven to his birthday. The world did not know him, and when he came, they did not accept him, for there was no room in the inn for them. There was no room in many people's inns or hearts for the presence of Christ, who comes to bring truth and grace, truth for the mind and grace for the soul. But those who did accept him, and those who are present here today, who know the reason for the season, that Christ is the purpose of our gathering, did accept him, and he gave them power, power to become children of God. We are God's children, and Christmas is all about families. Families gather, families make the effort, bending over backwards, to be reunited. And often the focus is not merely on the family, but the fruit of family life, which is children. And hence we have Santa hats, bonbons, tinsel, all these things which I suppose are very childlike or childish, because it's all about families and children. It's all about that child born back then. And ever since, the world has been somewhat youthful on Christmas Day. We gaze into the crib at Bethlehem and we gaze back into time, and the beginning of time. We're in the 2017th, nearly 18th year, since the birth of Christ. When God entered time, for Jesus is God and man, he stopped the old clock and began the new. He changed the course of history. We are living at the end of the Western civilization. It's decaying every year, rotting in our midst. Oh, it's depressing, Father. What's real? Five great civilizations have come in the history of the world, and we're seeing the end of the West. And with the West comes, or goes rather, the Christian culture. And that's why Christ is less and less a part of our culture and our life, because it's fading away, one might say. Christianity will never die. It's being picked up by the African nation and by Asia. And one wonders about the future of vast countries such as China, who have never had the faith, where they will be in the year 2050, and how many mosques will dominate Europe by 2050, not to mention Australia. The world is changing. But what doesn't change is God. God and his presence in our life. It all began with that event in Bethlehem. Cardinal Newman, who's now Blessed Newman, Saint Newman, said that when Christ first came, he came in privacy, in a secret way. He kind of snuck into our time and space, born of the Virgin Mother. You can't be a virgin and a mother, so the whole reality of Christ is paradoxical. He's God and he's man. He's man and he's God. He's human and divine. We find all of this hard to grapple with, and rightly so, because at the end it's a mystery, a divine mystery, and we grapple with it because that's all we can do with vast mysteries. But he came in that secret manner because at the end of time he will come as the King of Kings in majesty and splendour and grandeur. On this first occasion he came in this manner to teach us how we ought to live in his presence. And Newman said, the lessons he taught were one of humility and the second of kindness or generosity. Humility is not thinking lowly of yourself, but just not thinking of yourself, thinking of other people, firstly and foremostly. We have two eyes, not to look inwardly, but outwardly at the needs of others. And on Christmas Day, it's good to think about the needs of other people. I'm so pleased when I read about people who are gathered by Christian churches for a Christmas luncheon. Many people dine today on their own, and that's not what ought to be. It's a family day, and whatever family we have, whatever family we come from, it's good to gather all together. So if you know someone who's not having lunch with someone else, invite them to your place. Let's be open to all on this day in the sense that no one eat alone or without the presence of others. Be generous. And also look out for others and look into the eyes of others. Children are very excited with presents, gifts, especially the big ones under the tree. And when it comes time to receiving the gift, don't unwrap the gift until you've looked into the eyes of the giver. You've connected with the giver of the gift, because they're more important than the gift itself. Gifts and presents come and go, but givers do not. So thank them. That's one way we can be humble, by looking at the needs of another person. They want acknowledgement for what they've done for you. They deserve that. Therefore, show it in your eyes and gestures. And this is also to be mindful of those preparing the meal, that we're there to help, not to hinder. And at the end of the meal, to be of assistance in cleaning up. Often it's left just to a few hardy souls. In doing all this, we are thinking of other people's needs. We're being kind unto others at Christmas, as Christ was to us. Christ came for us. He came to give us sanctifying grace in our soul. Christmas leads to Easter. His birth reminds us of his death. You and I are born to live. He was born to die. He was born to be brought up in the family of Nazareth, but at the age of 30 would begin his public ministry, which he knew would lead inevitably to his death. For his name is Jesus, and that means he is a saviour, to save us from our sins, to open the gates of paradise, and to give us sanctifying grace, and to summon us to follow him as children of God, filled with his grace. And since Christ is the King of Kings, and Mary the Queen Mother, and heaven a kingdom, which we grapple with but believe in, we too are filled with that grace in our soul. Let us keep it at the utmost in this forthcoming year of 2018, and be always mindful. It's through our prayer that we connect to the presence of Christ, who is the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace. And may his peace reign in your hearts and homes this year. I conclude with a poem written by Robert Southwell, who was a Jesuit and put to death by the English in the 16th century. He wrote regarding Christmas: "Behold an innocent, tender babe in freezing winter night, in homely manger trembling lies. Alas, a piteous sight. The inns are full, no man will yield this little pilgrim bed, but forced he is with simple beasts to crib, to shroud his head. Where not his crib, his wooden dish, nor beasts that by him feed, where not his mother's poor attire, nor Joseph's simple tweed. This stable is a prince's court, this crib is chair of state, the beasts the parcel of his pomp, the wooden dish his plate. The persons in that poor attire his royal subjects wear, the prince himself is come from heaven, this pomp is prized up there. With joy approach, O Christian soul, do homage to thy king, and highly praise his humble pomp, which he from heaven doth bring."